Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the state of California, the governor has signed into law a new use of force bill. And here's what makes this so significant. Basically, what this bill says is it's updating the kind of deadly force standards that were in existence before. And the new bill says that deadly force may only be used when necessary and that officers are required to use other techniques to address threats instead of using deadly force when safe to do so. So how significant is this, and could it have rippling effects in Pennsylvania? Beth Pittenger is here to weigh in on this. She's with the Citizen Police Account Review Board. Welcome back to the show, Beth.
Thanks, Lynn. Nice to be with you.
Always a pleasure. So, I mean, is this groundbreaking? Is this major or what?
Well, for the nationwide, there's been a lot of public debate about looking at the standards for police use of force, particularly deadly force. And California is the first one to codify a new standard, which, as you noted, it was an update to what was already on the books there. What's intriguing to us, though, is that California moved from necessary to reasonable force. No, reasonable to necessary force. And here in Pennsylvania, the discussion is focused on moving from necessary to reasonable force. So they're kind of doing the same thing, but backwards.
I was going to say, but the reverse.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the Pennsylvania bill right now is House Bill 1664. And it was introduced by two of our Western Pennsylvania representatives, Representative Lee and Representative Ganey. Mm-hmm. And because of this kind of legislation is so, it's so critical to have public input, the Democratic Policy Committee has scheduled a hearing, a public hearing, on Tuesday the 27th at 2 o'clock in the community room at Hawkins Village over in Rankin. And they'll be taking testimony and having discussion with legislators there to determine what's the public will here. You know, the proposed legislation, which is changing it up a bit, you know, from necessary to reasonable, has also eliminated some language that was in the current statute related to police use of force.
And
it'll be interesting to...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
It'll be interesting to hear the public comment and the assessment from law enforcement professionals related to these proposals. In fact, one of our law enforcement professionals, Ms. Karen McClellan, intends to participate in that discussion next week with the state legislature. So the objective reasonableness of a use of force has been the standard defined by the United States Supreme Court in a case known as Graham versus Connor. And that's where it emerged that the reasonableness test came about.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one part of that, you know, you're dealing with a civil rights issue and a federal standard versus a state standard and that sort of thing. But whose perspective will it be evaluated on?
Right.
I think generally, commonly, people believe it's, well, a reasonable person standard. It's not. It's a reasonable police officer standard. So we're not getting away from that. You know, it still remains an issue that will be assessed on what an officer reasonably believes if the officer is the one using the force, and it has to be assessed from someone similarly situated, which puts it back in how will you prove what was in an officer's mind at the time. And one thing over in California that is articulated, which is really positive, I think, is that they're requiring there be an assessment of all the environmental factors influencing the incident in which deadly force has been used. So it will not be strictly the moment that the force was used, but rather how were the parties to that encounter behaving themselves prior to the use of the force that's being questioned? And that, you know, in law enforcement jargon, that would be the totality of the circumstances leading to the use of force by the officer. You know, there's a qualification in the proposed legislation in Pennsylvania that eliminated the use of the term forcible felony.
And forcible yet they do felony?
Yes.
Okay.
Forcible felony.
All right.
And those they do articulate a global, you know, protect himself or another from imminent death, serious bodily injury, kidnapping, or sexual intercourse compelled by force or threat. There may be other circumstances as well that, you know, in that catch-all phrase, forcible felony, would be applicable. So it'll be interesting to hear the public debate next week, and then as this thing, this proposal rolls through the, I believe it's in the House Judiciary Committee now, the state, and to see how that debate kind of shapes up, and what is the public will related to this matter. There's no question that we have serious concerns across the board with the use of force for both sides, both parties involved in it. And so are we doing a good enough training with our officers? Do they have the tactical training that will allow them to gain control or containment of an individual without having to resort to lethal force? And then, you know, I think the city of Pittsburgh police, they've done a good job recognizing some of those intangibles like bias, officer confidence, that your basic fear that officers are deal with that influence how they make those split second judgments and then ultimately a decision to act or not act.
So
there's...
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was actually going to change gears on you altogether, only because I know tomorrow there's a public hearing in county council on a piece of legislation there on getting a review board established in the county. What's your sense? Do you think it's going to fly in the county? I mean, we know what happened to get it in the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, entirely different set of circumstances. And I mean, I've not been shy about this. I have a lot of concerns about the proposed countywide review board simply because you have about 105 different police departments. There is only one police department that Allegheny County exercises control over, and that is Allegheny County Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
That's one department. How you will get, I understand they're hoping municipalities will voluntarily come to this proposed board and get some. I mean, I think perhaps it's worth considering alternatives to that process because I just have a lot of procedural issues with it. Councilman DeMarco did discuss with me a couple of times about some, you know, possible alternatives like expanding the capacity of this board to be available to other jurisdictions so that we could assist them if they had a you know, an issue with an officer or a complaint. We could conduct an investigation. But what's also very, very important is that policing is a local matter.
Right.
The quality of local policing is solely upon the shoulders of the electeds in that jurisdiction.
Mm, so you're right.
When you take a problem that we have consensus, we have a lot of struggles here with law enforcement and community relationships throughout the county. But there are other factors
there are other
that go
factors.
Into that.
Hey, Beth, I hate to cut away. We could talk for an hour,
sure.
But I got to go. We'll stay
okay,
on
Lynn,
top of both
you.
Of these. Thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us today.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.